The Secret Life of Kenneth Williams, with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Blakeston, and Leslie Heritage. Chapter 1, Curious Yellow. And here's the man who reveals all, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Well, isn't it deplorable the way people want to keep prying into your private affairs? I mean, just because I'm the world's leading light comedian with raconteur gourmet. Shut up, I am. And libertine, they think I'm public property. They want to know all my ins and outs. If you'll pardon the expression, I mean, I won't tell them what I do with myself. It's private. We've all got our little secrets, haven't we? Well, I've got a big one. Oh, I have? Yes, I'm not ashamed to admit it. But you can't keep these things hidden forever, can you? It's got to come out sometime. And you are now going to hear about the side of me that no one knows. My secret life. Yes, it all began that morning when Maisie, from next door, brought in my post.
Kenny! Kenny! Come and see what the postman's just stuck through your letterbox.
Well, it had better be a letter or I'm reporting him. Yeah, I say, that looks impressive.
It's from the Foreign Office.
Yes, I can read, dear. Give it here. Ooh, on Her Majesty's service, extremely urgent and of vital importance. Second-class mail. Oh. Oh, that's an oversight, of course.
Of course.
Yes. To Mr. Kenneth Williams, strictly private, personal, highly confidential and secret. Yes. Dear Mr. Williams, in the confident knowledge that you would wish to be of service to your country, I ask that you call and see me at the Foreign Office this afternoon to discuss a matter of national importance. Signed, Sir Charles Prattle.
Ooh, Kenny!
Ooh, Sir Charles! Ooh. None of your company ain't any commoners, you see. Chosen for work of national importance. That's what comes always standing up for the national anthem. Always do. I want you to give me something, Maisie.
Oh, anything you like, Kenny. Anything you like.
I want you to... all right, dear. I want you to give me your word that you'll keep this quiet. It's confidential and hush-hush. I shouldn't be surprised if they were looking for a successor to James Bond. is this the Foreign Office?
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone here who can speak English? Savvy the English, dear.
I think I can just about manage it,
oh,
sir.
Oh, good. My name is Williams. Kenneth Williams.
If it's to appeal against a deportation order, you want the Home Office.
Deportation order? Yeah. I'm British. British and proud of it.
Well, I'm sure we're all glad to have you as one of us, sir. Mm. And how can we help you? I'm Miss Gibbs, Sir Charles Prattle's secretary.
Well, I've got an appointment to see Sir Charles on a vital matter of national importance.
Oh, yes, sir. If you'd like to follow me, I'll take you to his office.
Tompkins, where are you, ma'am?
Yes, Sir Charles.
Where are dress suits?
Dress suits, Sir Charles?
For the reception at the Trade Commission tonight. It's going to be our big night, Tompkins, so we might as well be dressed for it. To snaffle the Chinese diplomatic code from under their noses, oh, what a triumph.
A triumph indeed,
the
sir.
The high watermark of my career. This is going to earn me my GCB, Tompkins. You mark my words. Sir Charles Prattle, GCB. Oh, how it rolls off the tongue. And you won't go unrewarded, Tompkins.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
I shall personally see that you get your own key to the WC.
Sir Charles!
Yeah, not another word, man. If we pull this off, you'll deserve it. Oh, take that, will you?
Sir Charles Prattle's office.
What?
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 Terrible news, sir. That was Malloy.
Malloy? Surely he knows better than to ring here.
The Chinese have twigged him, sir. He only got out by the skin of his teeth.
Malloy twigged. Oh, this is ruination. Without an undercover man at the Trade Commission to contact Li Pu when she arrives, we've had it.
Oh, dear. Come in.
Yes, Miss Gibbs.
There's a person called Williams to see you, sir.
Damn, I'd forgotten about him.
Who's this then, sir?
Kenneth Williams.
The comedian?
If you like that sort of thing. The Chinese have booked him for their cabaret tonight. Here's the billing in the official program.
Kenneth Williams, hot English jokes to take away.
I thought it might be wise to vet his script before he performs.
I'll bring him in, sir.
No, right. Oh, look, stay with me while he's here, would you, Tompkins?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to be left alone with him. You hear such strange stories about these theatrical people.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes?
Mr. Kenneth Williams to see you, Sir Charles.
Aye, Mr. Kenneth Williams. The Mr. Kenneth Williams, if you don't mind.
Oh.
Well, here I am then. Which one of you gentlemen is Sir Charles? I knew it! Oh, as soon as I saw you, I knew it. The aristocratic stance, the aquiline nose, the bloodshot eyes. Oh, oh, delighted, my lord, delighted.
No. Please stop kissing my hand. See what I mean, Tompkins?
Yes.
I expect you're wondering why I asked you here, Mr. Williams.
Something about serving my country, you said in your letter. Well, if brains, intellect, wit, and charm can save England, I'm at your disposal.
Yes. I understand you're appearing in cabaret at the Chinese Trade Commission tonight.
Oh, you heard about that, have you?
Anything in your script which might give offence?
Offence? Me, ducky? Oh, bless you, no. It's exactly the same stuff as I always do.
Precisely. Would you be a good chap and let us have a copy of your script? We'll cut out anything that might upset the Chinese.
Oh, well, anything to help my country.
Thank you. You can find your own way out, can't you?
Is that all?
No, Miss Gibbs will give you your bus fare home.
Bus fare? Oh!
Oh, I see. It was just my script. Oh, well, if there's any other way I can be of service any time...
Mr. Charles.
Later. Don't let us keep you, Mr. Williams.
I mean, any little diplomatic mission...
Mr. Charles.
If you wouldn't mind shutting the door as you leave, Mr. Williams.
Mr. Charles.
Oh, what is it?
Mr. Williams, he'll be at the reception tonight.
I know that.
Well, the Chinese will be watching us, but they won't be watching him.
Tompkins, I've got an idea. Williams will be at the embassy tonight. He can take Malloy's place.
But that's what I was saying,
sir. Don't bother me now, man.
I ain't gone yet. I'm still here. If you want to change your mind.
Yes, I have, Mr. Williams.
Okay.
I've just thought of a way in which you can be of inestimable service to your country. Inestimable service. Are you game?
Game, set, and match, Sir Charles. Yeah, this must be the Chinese Commission. Just ring the bell. Yes?
Kindly inform the Mandarin, or whoever's in charge, that Kenneth Williams, superstar, has arrived.
So sorry. Clubberay, cancelled.
Oh! Clubberay, cancelled? Here! I've got to get in somehow. Oh, hello. What's this notice say? Chinese waiters wanted for reception tonight.
Oh,
I wonder.
Would you like something else to eat, Sir Charles?
I haven't had anything at all yet.
Well, I keep trying to catch a waiter's eye. Waiter! Here, boy! Chop, chop!
Paper tigers!
You see, sir, they're deliberately ignoring us.
Tompkins, look, by the kitchen door. That girl.
Oh, it's her, sir. Li Pu, Our agent from Peking.
Any sign of Williams?
Not yet, sir.
Oh, he's going to let us down. Typical of his breed. Never trust a man with a weaselly face, Tomkins. Look out. Here's the Chinese commissioner.
Ah, Sir Charles Prattle. Good evening.
Good evening. Delightful party. Delightful.
So glad. But what is this? Your plate is empty.
We're having a little difficulty in getting hold of a waiter.
We'll see if I can assist. Waiter!
What? Me?
Attend to these gentlemen.
Coming, exalted one. Coming.
And I say, waiter, have you got crispy noodles?
No, it's these tight trousers. No. Yes. Yes, of course. No. Crispy noodles. Of course, I've got oodles of crispy noodles. Oodles.
Then serve them.
At once.
Hold on a minute. Don't I know you?
Do not think so.
I've seen your face before.
All us Chinamen look alike.
Excuse me now, please. Must mingle with other guests.
Certainly. It's Mr. Williams.
Shh, Williams. What the devil are you up to?
They cancelled the cabaret. I had to get in somehow.
Good chap. I knew you wouldn't let us down. I kept saying so, didn't I, Tomkins?
When was that, Sir Charles?
No, the man's a fool. Dash it all, Williams. That Chinese disguise is a masterstroke. But we mustn't be seen talking. In there, quick.
Right.
Stand guard by the door, Tomkins.
Right.
Now, I'll come straight to the point, Williams. Are you prepared to take a risk for your country?
For my country? For England, the mother of the free? This precious stone set in a silver sea? This blessed blob?
Yes. The reception finishes at 10, you know.
It's not dangerous, is it?
For a man of brains, intellect, wit, and charm? No.
What do you want me to do?
Well, our Peking agent has been working for months gathering information on the new Chinese diplomatic code. At last, she's got the lot. And tonight, she can pass it to us. She's here at the reception, but she returns to Peking tomorrow.
Our local man's been rumbled, Mr. Williams. So it's up to you to make contact.
But why me?
They've accepted you as a Chinaman. It would be a piece of cake.
Supposing they catch me.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Well, thank you very much. I am.
All right. I give up. I wash my hands of the whole affair. Let England down. I've done all I can. Tomkins.
Sir.
Get his full details. I want to be certain I spell his name right when I make my personal report to Her Majesty.
The Queen? Oh, I didn't know she was taking a personal interest. I can refuse her nothing, as she well knows. Oh, for her, bless her, I'll do it.
Ah, stout fellow.
Thanks.
Perhaps you won't be so quick with your judgments, Tomkins.
Oh, come on. What do I actually have to do?
Well, open the door just a fraction, Tomkins. Good heavens, she's gone.
No, she hasn't, sir. Look. By that picture of Chairman Mao.
Ah, yes. Now, do you see her, Williams? The one with the green skirt.
Oh, I see her. Where will she have the code?
She'll probably have it hidden in her blouse. Oh. Now, make sure she gives you everything.
Oh, yes. Right. Off I go, then. Let's slip the dogs of war. God for England, Harry, and St. George.
For heaven's sake.
All right. No sense of the dramatic, some people.
Here I go.
At last. I was afraid we were in for the rest of Hamlet. Don't take your eyes off him, Tomkins. This must go right.
Oh, no.
What?
He's going the wrong way. He's making for the Chinese commissioner's wife.
Are you fisting at me, waiter?
You know I'm after, don't you?
I don't think I do.
I want what you've got in your blouse. Let's find an empty room.
There you are, waiter.
Filthy, fat, imperialist pig. Can't you see I am attending to beautiful ladies?
That's the Chinese commissioner's wife, you fool. Good evening, madam.
Sir Charles. Excuse me, honorable madam. This miserable worm make regrettable boob. Perhaps we can find an empty room another time.
So I had summed up the minute I saw her.
Do try and get it right this time, Williams.
Sorry,
now,
yes.
That is her over there.
Oh.
Dark hair, green skirt. She's looking this way.
Oh, that one.
Now, go and make contact.
She doesn't know you, so be very careful how you introduce yourself. Find some way of letting her know that you are British.
Never fear, ducky. Subtlety is my middle name.
Ahem. Anything you want, Wicker?
Always be in England.
Why do you keep nudging and winking at me?
Well, always be in England. Hang on. Hang out the washing on the Siegfried line.
Oh, please, go away.
Oh, dear. Sons of the sea, bobbing up and down like this. Sons of the sea. I'm British, you fool. British.
British?
Yes. Sir Charles Prattle sent me.
Sir Charles?
Yes.
So, quick, in here. We must not be seen talking.
Right.
Now, first, we must take off our clothes. Off with them.
We haven't got time for that, have we? Oh, I don't know, though.
It is necessary that we change into each other's clothes.
Each other? You're having me on, aren't you? Come on. Come on. Give us the code and I'll push off.
The code is tattooed on my body.
Ooh.
I must go to the British Embassy myself to have it photographed.
Oh.
If we change clothes, perhaps I can sneak out.
I'm not wearing women's clothes. Thank you very much. Good night. You can forget it.
Time is slipping away.
And so am I, dearie. Good night.
So this is the courageous, patriotic English gentleman I was told to expect.
Oh, you hit low that time. Oh, all right then. I'll take off my clothes. I'll show you if I'm a gentleman or not.
Leaf Pool will help you.
Oh, no, she won't. Thank you very much. Stop it. Stop it. Cause a lot of mischief with those long fingernails. Yes, and we'll undress back to back. Yes, that's better. I know you've heard these stories about us being different, but it's all lies. People put the wrong slant on it. They do, yes. Oh, here. Bit Norton and Gold, isn't it? Isn't it nippy? Here, are you undressed yet?
I'm all ready.
Right. We'll change clothes. No peeping. Just reach your hand out and... Oh, watch it! Here. That's better. Now, here are my clothes.
And here are mine. But we must hurry.
Yes.
No one is permitted to leave the commission after 10 o'clock.
I'm going as fast as I can. It's a job to pack everything in. Yes. Just zip up this skirt. How do I look?
And what about Lee Poo? Would she pass as a man?
Well, walk about a bit. No, you're wriggling your dirty hair too much, dear.
I copied that from you.
Yeah. Oh! No.
Now, please see if the coast is clear.
Yeah. Oh, it's all right. They're still noshing their pineapple fritters and ice cream.
Now, give me time to get clear before you leave.
All right.
Goodbye, Mr. Kenneth Williams. You are a brave man.
Oh, nice person, yes. Goodbye, Lee Poo. Let's hope the world will be a better and freer place for what we have done this night. Come on, these knickers tight.
A beautiful lady.
Oh, God.
And all alone.
Go away.
Your face shows coyness, but your eyes are twin coals of smoldering passion.
Keep your distance. I know your thought.
She'd make the best of a bad job. You.
I like to see spirit in a maiden.
Oh, I'll show you something you won't like in a minute. No good, no good. I'll have to tell him. Listen, I'm not a woman. I'm a man. I'm a man.
Naughty girl to tease poor Arsing.
Oh, is that your name, Arsing? Oh, well, I'll have to show you, I suppose. You won't believe me unless I stick it under your nose. Here, here are irrefutable proof. My driving license. There, now do you believe me? I'm Kenneth Williams.
Ah, so...
What are you doing?
I am calling our security police.
No!
Please, that man!
Standing there! Oh, get off of him!
So, a good evening's work, Arsing. I congratulate you.
Thank you, Excellency.
Well, Mr. Kenneth Williams, you British think you're so clever. We have known all along you are after the code. Your every move has been watched. Admit it, Mr. Williams. You have been outwitted at every turn.
Sorry to spoil your moment of triumph, but the code is already in our possession. Where do you think Li Pu is?
Li Pu? Forward, please.
Yes, Excellency.
Oh, blimey, let's put the knockers on here. Oh, how did they catch you?
They did not catch me. I did not go.
Do you know what a double agent is?
What, someone who gets 20% commission?
Fool! For that, you deserve to die.
All right, then. You've got me. Do your worst. Beat me. Torture me. I don't beg for mercy. I'm British. I come from the teeming womb of royal kings. If my death means a better life, all those little people born on the wrong side of the tracks, you then will know that my living has not been in vain. And gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here. In my bosom, plunge in your sword. My blood is redder than any man's here. I die gladly for England.
Well done, Mr. Williams. But we are not going to kill you.
What?
You can walk out of here a free man.
Oh.
We don't want you. Don't swat the fly if you wish to breed maggots.
Oh, well. Well, give me the clothes, then, and I'll be on my way.
But you look pretty just as you are. Doesn't he?
Very pretty.
Oh, no.
It is our wish that you leave here in those clothes.
Turn it up, mate. Here, the streets full of sailors. That wouldn't last 5 minutes.
You tried to make fools of us. Now we make a fool of you.
Oh, no.
But before you leave, kindly observe the aperture just above you in the ceiling.
What is it?
Through there, we have been filming everything that has happened in this room since you entered.
What? Even when I took all my clothes off?
Especially then. Tomorrow morning, a copy of that film will be on the desk of every foreign embassy in London.
Oh, no!
Your government will lose much face.
Oh, will I?
Good joke. As you British say. No?
No.
Show him out, Arsene. Good night, Mr. Williams. Pleasant journey home.
Are you talking to me, darling?
Yes, I am.
I'm not after your handbag.
I know what you're after, so off it.
Yeah. How would you like to come out to my place and see my colour television?
Who's got to fill my handbag round your ear hole?
Charming. It's got a 19-inch tube.
Oh, I don't care how big it is. I don't want to see it.
Is this man annoying you, Amy?
Oh, just my luck. The pubs have turned out.
Are you insulting Miss Lavery? Now, don't queer my pitch, mate. Go and find one of your own.
I'll fight you for her. I hold my Chris.
I don't want your rotten Chris. Leave me alone.
Come on, pull her up. The loser takes her home.
Hello, hello, hello. And what's going on here?
Oh, thank goodness you've come, officer. These men are annoying me.
Annoying her? She's been begging for it, officer. Chucking it at us.
Yeah. Haunting her body and wiggling his back.
That's right. You're drunk.
I wouldn't go near her if I was sober. She's got hairy legs.
Hairy legs? How dare they shear, I tell you, shear.
All right. Everyone simmer down. I think we'd better go down to the station and sort this out.
The station? Oh, no, no. Would you, gentlemen, mind turning your backs for a minute? My elastic's broken.
Oh, I'll give you a hand.
No, I won't, you dirty devil. Get off. Turn it back. Turn it back. Like the rest of it. That's right.
Here. Hey, she's gone. Here, come on. Stop her.
Oh,
home at last. Never again. Oh, that's my lot. Oh, I don't mind giving me life in the country, but a fate worse than death. No, thank you. Oh, who is that?
It's me, Maisie.
Oh, I can't come out. I'm not decent.
I'll have a look through the letter box.
No, you won't. What do you want?
That's a Charles Prattle called when you were out. I took a message.
Oh, what did he say?
He said, please call on him tomorrow and make sure you bring the knickers.
The knickers?
Yes, Penny. I don't know what you've been up to, but why aren't they mine, eh?
Good morning, Williams.
Now, about last night.
An unqualified success, my dear fellow. Keep it to yourself. But there's a hint, just a hint, mind you, that I am to be recommended for the GCB.
But it was a fiasco. A complete and utter fiasco.
Nonsense. It all went according to plan. Have a cigar.
But Lee Poo is a double agent.
I know it, old boy. Didn't I tell you? The Chinese think she's theirs, but she's ours.
Ah.
Thanks to you, they were more convinced than ever that she's on their side, so we can use her again and again.
Indeed.
And on top of it all, she's got the code out to us, unbeknown to the Chinese, so they won't dream of changing it.
How did she get the code out?
You brought it out, my dear fellow.
Me?
Yes, in your knickers. Didn't you examine them?
No.
Look, you can see it printed on the elastic. Ingenious, isn't it?
Oh, well, of course. I knew all along, really. And if you'd known the number of people who tried to get those knickers off me.
I can imagine. Yes.
Oh.
The top marks, Williams, together with my and your country's gratitude.
Oh.
As a result of last night's work, I am to be given full responsibility for all undercover activities.
Well, bully for you, dear. What about me? I mean, at this very moment, a film of me in the raw is being shown every foreign embassy in town.
Yes, now, just pull the blind down, would you, old boy?
What?
Now, just do as I say. Now, I switch off the lights, and...
Oh! It's the film. You've got it.
But of course, while you were keeping them all occupied, Tompkins nipped upstairs and pinched it.
Bless his heart.
Look, there you are, getting undressed. Now, this is the bit I like.
Oh, is there no end to it? No, I don't want to see any more.
It's not a pretty sight, is it?
Yeah. Oh, look, no one else will see it, will they? I mean, give me your promise, your word, your bond.
Yes, it won't leave this office.
Oh.
Rely on me.
Thank you.
I hope you'll do me the honor of having lunch with me, Williams.
Oh, no.
I'd like to discuss the possibilities of using your services again. You seem to have a flair for this sort of thing.
Well, Sal, delighted. Absolutely delighted.
Good. Miss Gibbs, send the projector back and lock up the film in my safe, would you? We're off to lunch.
Certainly, Sir Charles.
This way, Williams. I find the set lunch is both cheap and nutritious.
Oh, charming.
Projector? What film is it, then? Good Lord. Good gracious. Good heavens. Fantastic.
Well, back with how it all started. But the things that happened to me after that, you'd never believe. And as for that, Miss Gibbs, whenever I went back to the Foreign Office, she used to look at me differently somehow. You know, as if there was something about me she hadn't seen before. Yes. I'm still trying to make up my mind whether it was pity or admiration or incredulity.
I'm coming, Kenny!
Oh, my God, I'm off. See you next week. Bye!
Thank you.
That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage in Curious Yellow. Also involved were Martin Friend, Nellis Hughes, Nigel Lambert, Barbara Yu-Ling, and David Ballard. The Secret Life of Kenneth Williams is written by R.D. Winkley. The script's edited by Jerry Jones, and the series produced by Keith Williams.